The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlitz. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlitz.
Welcome. Welcome to another Speaking of Health. Dr. Michael Cudlitz here, Kalamazoo chiropractor in Kalamazoo, Michigan, United States of America, where we have another frigid day. Was 10 below this morning, with more below zero temperatures being predicted for us. And so this is Speaking of Health. The health words today are stay warm, stay inside, don't go anywhere. And as you know, with Speaking of Health, this is a health show. We're not interested in the latest medical disease treatment or drug therapy or toxic addition that you can do to your body, but we recognize that the body has an inherent recuperative ability to heal itself. The body needs not much help. It just needs no interference. And so how do you do that? Well, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, spinal integrity, or chiropractic care. That gives us a health balance that allows us to express ourselves on this planet physically, emotionally, mentally, unconsciously, and spiritually in an optimal manner so that who you are, as a special soul that you are on this planet, gets to express itself in peak potential so that you can bring who you are, the blessing that you are, to full fruition with us on the planet. And so that's what we're all about, and that's what our guests are about. We get people from each one of those health balance areas, and today we have a wonderful guest who speaks to us from spinal integrity or chiropractic care. And our guest today is Dr. Ted Koren, who is a longtime chiropractor, world-renowned, travels all over the world, teaching his specific form of chiropractic care called Koren's Specific Technique. But he also is an author and a researcher. And Dr. Koren is one of the few people that took on the Federal Trade Commission when they tried to suppress his constitutional right of free speech, and he kicked the crap out of them over about 4 years and made them back down. So he's well said. Pardon?
Well said.
He is a protector of liberty in this country, and we don't have too many of those. And he's a true hero for free speech, for the right of us to have the type of health care that we need. And so without further ado, Dr. Ted, how you doing today?
Yeah, oh, hi, just fine. Thank you for inviting me to speak. It looks like it's very cold by you, but the issues are very hot.
Oh, you bet. And anybody who's had any sense of being awake in this country has seen a recent onslaught of, and the way I see it, fascist efforts to suppress our freedoms, interfere with our health, with this big push, this big dishonest, lying, low-life push about forced vaccinations. Now, Dr. Koren has been through this stuff with the FTC, where he spoke the truth and they tried to suppress him.
Oh, they
about
were real nasty. Actually, I said, what they came after me for was writing about chiropractic, that it's not just a backache treatment, and that women with menstrual cramps, babies with ear infections and colic and asthma and allergies, and people with all kinds of conditions and health problems should go see a chiropractor. Chiropractor would help them, their body, function better with less stress or interference, so the body's natural healing ability can shine through. And I showed research papers showing that chiropractic care was actually very powerful, without drugs, without surgery, without hospitals. So they didn't like that. And then they especially didn't like the fact that I said that vaccines didn't work, were ineffective, and were dangerous. That kids are far healthier if they're permitted to have childhood diseases because it helps strengthen their immune system. There are studies showing that when people have more childhood infections when they're younger, you know, with fevers and all, they have less cancer when they're adults. So are we treating a week of a mumps for a lifetime of early death or cancer? You know, and this is the question we have to ask, because the argument is crazy. They're going on and on about, oh, you know, people can get measles. People can get measles. Look what happened to Disneyland. My God, it's horrible. Well, yeah, Disneyland, people got measles. Nobody died. Measles is a relatively harmless, benign disease. All the medical books have always said that. However, during the period, the last about 10 years, the U.S. government said not a single child has died from measles. Not a single one. That's from the Center for Disease Control. There's been another person who said, well, the statistics really show that in 10 years, 4 children died of measles. And if, you know, a population of over 300 million, I wouldn't exactly call that an epidemic. However, and this is very important, during the same period, 108 children died from the measles shot. And this is from the National Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So you tell me, which is more dangerous, measles or the shot?
Yeah, and not only that, but the AVRS, the National Vaccine Reporting Group, Adverse Report Events, they say, based on their research, that what, 1% of the adverse reactions are reported? So we're missing 99%. So if we take that 99%, they only reported 108 as 1%. So that's over 10, 11,000 people dying, correct?
Easily. Yeah, and we don't know. The MDs do not report vaccination injury or death. They call it by other names. They'll call it meningitis. They'll call it encephalitis. They'll call it uncontrollable seizures. And the kid dies, but it happened right after a shot. But they won't say it's the shot. And we see this over and over again. They don't want to get sued. They don't want to admit that the vaccines are dangerous. And essentially, medical doctors know very little about vaccines. They know almost as little as the reporters that are covering these stories. We have to realize that we are being taught science by headlines. And the headlines are not true. They're lying to us. They're telling us things that are simply not happening. They are not telling us the whole story. And there's a saying in the Talmud that a half of a truth is a whole lie. And we're being lied to over and over again.
And we just had a series of newspaper articles following the corporate line. And I have lost all respect for MLive, which is our newspaper area in this group in Kalamazoo, because they led the fight to remove our freedom of choice from having exemptions. They lied about this herd immunity stuff. They made up a story. I mean, it was shocking. They had to go back to 1990 to tell us about the last child that died of measles. And she died when she acquired measles right after her older sister was given a measles vaccine, which was the mumps, measles, and rubella shot.
Yeah, it's called viral shedding. And measles is, I mean, there are diseases that pretty much only occur in the vaccinated, and they're deadly. One is called atypical measles, which usually you get the measles infection, you get it on the hairline, you rash on the hairline and the trunk, then the arms and legs, and then it disappears. Atypical measles, it starts in the arms and legs and goes toward the center of the body. People die from that. It's so deadly. It only happens in the vaccinated. Also, SSPE, subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. It's a long word. I know, but essentially it means your brain hardens and you die. And it's invariably fatal, as the journals say, occurs in the vaccinated. Now, this has to be known by the public. The media have to be told this. Now, last night, it's funny we should be talking about this today. Last night, I went to a town hall meeting that was hosted by my state senator. And it was, you know, they had a lot of information there. And I know the big table right by the senator after it was over, full of candies and pens. So essentially, they're trying to buy our vote with candy. I was shocked. I'm just joking. Anyway, it was rather interesting because about, I don't know, 70 or so people, but 20 people were there because they're very concerned because this particular state senator wants to remove all of our vaccine exemptions. No religious, no philosophical, like we have in Pennsylvania, and literally force everyone to get shots. And this is why I'm arguing to him. I said, Senator, the United States government has paid out over $3 billion to families of children who have either been killed or seriously damaged by vaccinations. $3 billion. Vaccines are acknowledged by the government and by the medical profession to be unsafe. It's impossible to have a safe vaccine. Simply impossible. Why would you not permit families, or parents at least, to say, no, I don't want this. We'll take our chance with natural, healthy immunity rather than artificial, synthetic immunity, if it is immunity at all. I said, but since a child can be hurt or killed by this, isn't it the ethical thing to do, let the parents decide? And he did not answer the question.
Yeah.
However, I do think I made some inroads because his total party line, you know, what is it, he swallowed the red pill? And he thinks, I mean, he's perfect for being a state representative because he knows just about as much as everybody, you know, in the low-income, what is it, the low information media group.
Uh-huh.
So he's perfect. He really does represent so many of the people. And I said to him, you know, this is obviously an area that if the scientists disagree, we should not force people to go one way or the other and let them make a decision. Because the scientists, at the very least, disagree. He says, you know, there's so many scientists that say the vaccines are safe. I said, yes, and there's so many scientists that say it's unsafe. And we can spend time analyzing the research, whether it's valid research or not, which is a whole other topic, which we don't have to get into here. Or we can say, look, vaccines that we were told were perfectly safe have been pulled from the market after causing death and brain injury in children, not only in America, in many countries. I said, how do we know that this vaccine that you're promoting right now will not cause death and injury, you know, after a few years and be pulled from the market? The answer is, we don't. We have no idea. So why not err on the side of caution? Why force people to do something that might kill them? And what do you do if they die? Well, the U.S. government says, you know what? We'll give you $250,000. That's, by the way, what they pay you if your child dies after a vaccine. $250,000, that's what a child's worth.
So yes.
They'll give you that. Of course, over $3 billion has been paid out. The largest settlements are for kids that have to be on respirators the rest of their lives and are pretty much vegetables. This is going on now. Who are these state politicians to say, you know, and media to say, you know, we shouldn't let the parents make a decision. What do they know? We'll let the smart people in the government and the MDs make decisions for them. Is this what America is supposed to be? The government telling you what you can and can't do for your children, what drugs you can give them or not give them? I mean, this is totally against our freedoms. And the medical profession sits by and grabs more and more power, and the government sits by and grabs more and more power, and most of the people don't have a clue. And that's why your radio show is a great value. And after the town hall meeting, I went up to the state senator and said, You know, I gave him my card, and they gave me his card, and we agreed that I would be, he'd be willing to have a meeting with me and talk about this issue. And he'd also said, well, you know, I can get MDs to come on debate you. I said, fine, I'll debate any MD, I don't care. Most of them have absolutely no knowledge of toxicology or research. They're just mouthpieces. And I know that because my two younger brothers are MDs. And I said, what did you learn about vaccination? They said, well, just what, you know, the public knows. You're supposed to give them on these dates. I said, what do you know about nutrition, just for the sake of discussing it? And my brother said, well, we got 3 hours' worth of nutrition in medical
school. That
was. I said, 3 credit hours. Oh, that's great. He said, no, not 3 credit hours. 3 one-hour talks, and that was it. I mean, my God, the introduction to some of these nutrition courses would be 3 hours alone. But the fact is that the MDs generally are very poorly trained. Now, as you mentioned in the introduction, I lecture all over the place. I go to Europe a lot. And generally, the medical doctors in Europe are, many, at least the ones I meet, are they're much better trained and open and not so bound to the pharmaceuticals as the American MDs are. Now, I teach something called Corin-specific technique, which is a very powerful procedure to locate deep stress in a person, physical or emotional, toxic, and release it. It's very powerful. It works incredibly well, and we've got I've taught over 3,000 people this work. And in Europe, there are times when half of the class were medical doctors. And I'd ask them, what are you doing here? You know, and they say, well, I am sick of practicing medicine. I'm sick of the drugs. I'm sick of the surgery. I don't see real healing. He says, I've been interested in natural healing for a long time, and a friend of mine does it and is much more happy in his practice and seems to be really making people better, you know, because you don't get well by taking poison.
That's right.
You know, and we're talking about chronic illness, not just, you know, falling and skinning your knee or something. And however, in America, in my entire time teaching this here, I think I've had 2 or 3 MDs come to my seminar.
Let's carry this on.
They're just so poorly trained, and they're so close-minded.
Ted, Ted, we got to take a break.
And oh, no.
Let's come back.
I was just warming up.
Oh, I know. Well, stay warm, because when we come back, I want to carry this on. Because I really think that in America, the medical doctors are educated out of their own common sense. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're at Speaking of Health, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Ted Corin, and we'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Music. You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health, with Dr. Ted Korn. And we're talking about the shocking distortion of reality and truth that we're being fed in this country with vaccinations. And we can start to understand why when we look at the education of most medical doctors, largely subsidized by Big Pharma, the dope dealers, the legal dope dealers. I want to make sure you understand that. And they lobby very hard in Washington to get their way. And of course, the word lobby, the outside of politics, is the word bribery. But inside of politics, they refer to it as lobbying. So,
well, you know what? I wish they had the ethics of illegal drug dealers, because I don't know of any pusher who tried to change the law to force me to use his products.
Good point. Good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I heard that, by the way, speaking of statistics, which we weren't, the recent study came out showing that America, in terms of infant mortality rates, is 21 out of 21 nations. And
wow.
You might say, why is, oh, I'm sorry, 27th out of 27. We're on the bottom. All these wealthy nations, we have the worst infant mortality. And you might also be interested to know we give more vaccines at a younger age than any other nation. All these other nations that give less shots at later ages, their kids don't die as much. And we have, there have been studies showing the more vaccines, the more death, over and over again. And when it happens, the MDs might say, well, you know, it's just crib death. Well, how come there's a lot less crib death in kids that are never vaccinated?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's coincidence. And this is a tragedy. What we're looking at now is the creation of an entire generation of brain-injured, neurologically injured, immunologically injured children, asthma, allergies, autism, ADD, ADHD, and that's just the A's. We have so many sick kids. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, in the 60s, it was known that the pertussis vaccine can damage the pancreas, where insulin is made, and now diabetes is rampant among children. We never had a diabetes epidemic before. Young kids are getting diabetes. And yet, another name for the pertussis toxin, which is in the pertussis shot, the whooping cough shot, is insulin activating factor. They don't tell you that they actually use vaccines, the ingredients in vaccines, to cause brain damage in animals, in experimental animals. And yet when it happens to a kid, a baby, they'll say, coincidence. We are being lied to. And one of the powerful things going on now, and you've perhaps heard about it, is the recent whistleblower at the CDC, the Centers for Disinformation
Control.
Right,
Dr. Thompson.
Thompson, his conscience finally got the better of him. And he finally made it public. He has legal protection, because in this government, the land of the free, you're free to shut up. And so he had to have legal protection. He has a legal firm specializing in whistleblowers and protecting them. He's at the Center for Disease Control, or as a friend of mine called it, the Center for Disinformation Control. And he said, look, years ago, we did a study on autism, and we said there's no link between autism and vaccines. He said, we buried the real data. The real data shows there's a tremendous difference in the vaccinated and non-vaccinated, or the vaccinated and early vaccinated. Turns out that babies vaccinated under the age of 30 months of age have a 3.5 times more incidence of autism than babies vaccinating older than 30 months. Like, just starting the vaccines at age two and a half, there's less autism. God, my feeling is we should start the vaccines no earlier than age 35.
Yeah.
And then at that point, let the guy that's, or girl decide, or the man or woman decide whether they want these useless, dangerous, poisonous shots that are interfering with their health, that are leading to cancer and chronic illness later in life. The vaccines don't work. They never did work. The medical doctors, if they are honest, know it. Actually, the MDs don't know, but the epidemiologists and the researchers do. Of all the medical professionals I've spoken to, the epidemiologists are the most fun to talk to. Because I'll say, what about this and this? And they'll throw up their hands and go, I don't know. We can't figure it out. Or they'll say, yeah, you're right. Before the shots, deaths from these diseases was almost gone. And then they'll say, you know, we're having this real problem. After the vaccines come out, MDs stop diagnosing the disease. So it looks like there's less disease.
They did that with polio.
Polio, they did it with chicken pox. They do it with all the diseases. You know, if I don't see you, you're not there. And then the government says, oh, my God, look, we gave them the shots, and there's so much less measles. No, there's not. First of all, they might have done what they did with polio and called it meningitis, aseptic cerebral meningitis, which skyrocketed after the polio shot comes out. And when you go to other countries like Brazil or India where they have National Vaccination Day, you know, and I think the Lions Club or the Rotary Club promotes this. And the Rotarians do not like it because I spoke once about this at a Rotary meeting, and I really pissed a lot of people off. I said, what are you arguing? What are you upset with me? I'm telling you the truth. This is what's happening. You gave all your money for polio shots in Brazil, and polio almost disappeared completely, but meningitis skyrocketed to levels more than polio. And guess what? You can't tell the difference between both diseases. It's just they switch the names. And this is what the U.S. government went after me for when the Federal Trade Commission came down on me in my patient literature, because, you know, I have core publications, patient education literature on chiropractic and natural health and vaccination. So they came after me. And it was sort of funny that senior attorney Sidney Steinitz of the Federal Trade Commission said, look what you wrote about polio, for example. He's trying to convince me that I'm wrong. And he said, you wrote that the polio statistics were cooked to show the vaccine works when, in fact, polio increased in America. I said, yeah. He said, where did you get that garbage? I said, oh, that was printed in the Congressional Record. Do you want the exact date? there's silence on the phone. And he said, Dr. Corin, we'll drop that one. Let's look at these other things you did.
Yeah, right.
You hold them up to the spotlight, and they shrink away. But you got to know the material, and you got to know that they lie all the time. And they have the media on their side. So if you tell the truth, the media will twist it. I don't give interviews anymore for radio and TV unless it's live. Because when I've done interviews, they cut it. I remember, oh, my God, and this is not just me. This has happened to many people I know who want freedom of choice and healthcare freedom, which is, God forbid, people should want more freedom. Anyway, they will come in with a bunch of cameramen and lighting and sound and a whole crew. They'll fly them in. They'll come to you, maybe your office or where you're lecturing or your home. If you let them into your home, don't do that. And they'll spend hours. And then when you see the news report, they've taken 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then had some idiot from Washington say, oh, no, that's not true. And you have no recourse. I tell you, I was doing an Elvis. I would take a gun out and shoot my TV.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen? Did Elvis ever shoot out the TV when the Beatles came on?
Remember that?
You ever hear that?
It's astonishing. And we're at a place where we've got to take a break right now.
But I'm talking about Elvis. How can you take a break?
I know. But he'll survive. We keep having visions of him all over. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. Speaking of health with Dr. Ted Korn, and we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hey, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here, Speaking of Health. And we have Dr. Ted Korn on, and every time, now Ted's been on a couple times with us, and this is when I wish I had about a four-hour show.
Oh, thank you.
Because there's so much information, and the thing is with Dr. Korn, if you question him on it, he can tell you, oh, the study here, the study there, this is the study there, we discovered this. So it's backed up behind real science, not medical science, not pharmacological science, but real science. And Ted, anybody that's interested in who's interested in vaccinations as being 100% true, safe and effective, they've already turned off the show 25 minutes ago. So,
unfortunately, there's a lot of people who just don't want to hear.
Yeah, so good riddance to them. this is like I mentioned on the break, vaccines are one of the holy waters in medicine, and so they are unquestionable. We should just genuflect every time we hear the word vaccination.
Well, you know, Robert Mendelsohn, the medical doctor pediatrician, actually used that very term, that vaccines are the holy waters.
Yeah.
Politically, it's the third rail. You touch it and you die.
Yeah.
And many MDs, if they do criticize it, can suffer loss of license. Researchers that research vaccine injury discover they have no money coming in. And we found that top American researchers, people that have been published all over, loads of research money, government loves them, they start dealing with issues that are not well generally accepted, like vaccination or cancers or AIDS. Suddenly they don't have any research money. Everything dries up. Wow, what a coincidence.
Now, you have just finished a book on cancer. Is that correct?
I just finished it. I just got it back from my editor, and I'm just, I've rewritten it about 13 times or revised it because there's just so much material. But my other book is on childhood vaccination. Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask. That's the title. That's the whole title.
And
Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask. If they want it, it's on my website, KornPublications.com. Shameless plug. And however, it's great. And I said, if you ever want to debate your medical doctor or just have a good discussion with them or a nurse, or you know, take a look at it. It's easy to read and it's pretty clear. Now, my other book on cancer is not out yet. It's in an e-version, and at my KST seminars, I will do a little PowerPoint on it because it comes with a PowerPoint, and we'll offer the draft version, which has all the information for sale. And I pretty much tell you, if you got cancer, do this. The research is fascinating. For example, one researcher found that every woman who had breast cancer had oral pathology on the same side that they had the breast cancer on. And that is, in other words, root canals, which are dead teeth that are rotten but look nice, or maybe wisdom teeth taken out and they never cleaned out the socket properly, or something called cavitations, which are necrotic or dead areas. They have never found an exception. And Dr. Joseph Issel is a medical doctor in Germany who was famous for curing people of cancer after chemo and radiation failed. I mean, he'd get the people whose immune systems were destroyed by the medical profession, because we know chemo and radiation destroy the immune system, and he'd get many of them better in spite of it, and he would refuse to take care of any patient. He wouldn't put them on his protocol unless they got their dead teeth removed. And one of his quotes are, every cancer patient has between two, or nearly every cancer patient, always have to qualify, nearly every cancer patient has between 2 and 10 dead teeth. I think his numbers were 93%. And
absolutely,
if you do not deal with the dental issues, you will not be cured. The cancers will either come back or they will kill you, because the toxicity is what's causing the cancer. Toxicity causes inflammation. Toxicity causes lack of oxygen. Toxicity causes the body to go crazy. And because the cancers are not the problem. The problem is the toxicity. The cancer is the result of the toxicity. If you look in cancer tumors, they are highly toxic. They're full of poisons. Cancer tumors are grown by the body to sequester, to wall off, to segregate the poisons. And they serve a purpose. The body just doesn't grow a tumor because it hates you and wants to kill you. The body is trying to do a last-ditch effort to prevent you from dying suddenly. And tumors have a purpose. I get into this in my cancer book, and if any chiropractors listening, they want to come to my KST, Corn Specific Technique, seminars. Actually, we let all healers in, even MDs. But they have to be quiet and not cause a ruckus, because they ask too many questions that everybody knows the answer to.
They waste time.
I'm joking about that. I know quite a few MDs that truly are really have their patient's interest at heart, and they're not being political. They want to get people better, and they're not going to just do what's approved. They're going to do what works. And I so wish we had more MDs like that. The world needs them.
We have an MD in our area that quit the medical profession, and he does massage now.
You're kidding.
No, he's a superior massage therapist. Everybody loves him. He's busier than he ever can be, but he wouldn't dare go back to medicine to save his life.
Well, the guy who handles our seminars in Hamburg and Berlin is a medical doctor, and he doesn't practice regular medicine anymore. I said, why not? He said it was so boring and frustrating. People were not getting better. He says, I just was miserable all the time. I got into natural healing. He says, I love it. I've never had so much more fun, and it's so satisfaction.
Well, it's much easier. Better. Yeah, it's much easier to work with the body than assume you're trying to trick the body or suppress the body assume that the body's wrong.
Well, if you look at some of the statistics, you find that chemo has a success rate of about 0 to 2%. I mean, chance is better than that. Seriously, chance is better than the so-called chemo success rate. It's tragic. And most patients are terrified when they get a diagnosis of cancer. And yet research shows that the majority of cancers take a long, long time to develop. By the time it's discovered, it could have been there 10 years. And it could be another 10 or 20 years before it kills you. So it takes time. And what do you do in that time? Well, you get it. You detox. The most successful cancer-curing mechanisms are getting rid of the toxins and inflammation that were the reason why the cancer came in the first place. You know, you can't cure with poison. That's what Charlotte Gerson said of the Gerson cure seminar therapy. And you don't cure with radiation, and surgery does not correct the problem. It corrects a symptom. The tumor is a symptom of a body malfunctioning. And this is why chiropractic has been so powerful. The natural healing is so powerful, and people like it so much because it gets to the cause of the problem. And it's growing if we're not going to be shut down, which could happen, which could happen.
Oh, yeah. There's been so many efforts made to suppress reality, suppress the truth. And fortunately, truth always wins out.
It might be dead before it does. That's the problem.
Right, right.
Look at history. Tell a Jew in Germany in a concentration camp in 1941 that don't worry, you know, in about 15 years, you're not going to believe it, or 7 years, Jews will have their own nation and will be able to defend themselves. He'll look at you and say, they're leading to a gas chamber. Don't tell me about what's going to happen, you know, in 10 years or whatever.
I don't have time for that now, yeah. So the fight is present. The fight is present, and you keep speaking the truth. You know, I keep thinking of a statement Gandhi made when he decided to take on the British Empire, and they asked him, well, how can we win against this powerful empire? And he said, first they ignore us, then they laugh at us, and then they fight us, and then we win. This is how we do it.
Well, and he's very lucky that he was fighting the British and not the Nazis.
Yeah.
Did you know that Hitler actually sent a Gandhi sent a letter to Hitler, and Hitler sent a letter to Gandhi, and the letter, Hitler sent a letter to the British and said, all you have to do with Gandhi is kill him. And if that doesn't stop it, kill his top 100 people. Revolution over. And Gandhi never knew about that. He was saying, well, you know, you just got to put up with the Germans. And, you know, even if they try to kill you, let them kill you. You're still going to be ahead. You know?
He didn't know what he was saying there.
The scary thing is he was right on some things and wrong on some things. And that's what they tell you. The experts are not always right. The experts told you that formula was as good as breast milk. The experts told you that the swine flu is coming. Everybody gets shots. You know, and the experts told you that heterosexual AIDS was going to kill a quarter of the population. And the experts, Bill Gates, he's famous for saying 640K ought to be enough for anybody. You know, they're experts within limitations. You know, how many experts have later been, experts told Columbus the world was flat. You know, and experts are saying vaccines are safe. And I'll tell you, no matter how many times they say it, and no matter how many horrible junk science studies they produce, no matter how many headlines you're going to see in the newspaper saying vaccines proven safe, it's not stopping the autistic kids from coming. It's not stopping the brain-injured kids from coming. No matter how many times they try to paper it over, the dead children are still coming. And this is why this problem is not going away, because we have to get to the cause. And the cause is not the fact that we have bad science, we have great science. The cause is the fact that we're putting poisons into our children and watching them turn into brain-injured autistics and ADD, ADHD, allergies, asthma, etc. And unless we wake up and say, you know, why the vaccines are doing it, that we're going to be in a horrible condition. And we are now. We have so many sick kids. And the MDs are not telling the parents the truth. that the vaccines could have caused any one of their kids' problems. And they're not telling them honestly what's going on. And this is why your radio show is such a great beacon. And I wish you were on national news.
Me too. Well, Ted, we've got to take another break. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're on Speaking of Health on Voice America Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vail, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back, Dr. Michael Cudlis. On the break, we were just talking here, and I mentioned to Dr. Corin that I attended his seminar the last time he was in the Detroit area, and when I did, I had appendicitis, and during the seminar, my appendix burst. And I was adjusted five times at the seminar using Corin's specific technique, and my body encapsulated the rupture. The surgeons refused to do surgery on me when I went to the hospital. They said, we can't do surgery. If we go through that encapsulation your body's created, we'll kill you.
And it'll spread. It'll cause the toxins to spread, just like what they do when they cut into tumors.
Absolutely. And so they sent me out of the hospital after they ran up $9,800 in tests to tell me to go home. And I missed 2 weeks of work. I came back. I was fine. So the power of the body is incredible. It can heal even things like appendicitis. And it was interesting because I followed up on that. And I looked in Japan, they don't do appendicitis. They don't do appendectomies anymore. They treat it with antibiotics. And the deaths from appendicitis have all but disappeared since they've cut out the surgical procedures.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. I had appendicitis three times when I was a kid. It was never operated on. The infection fortunately cleared up each time. I'm so glad I did not have knife-happy surgeons.
The body's ability to heal is absolutely marvelous. Now, do us a favor here. Ted, would you please give us a phone number and your website where people can get information about you and about the wonderful publications that we use in our office?
Sure. And if there's any healers, actually we let anyone come to one of our seminars to learn, because there's no law against working on yourself. So in addition to chiropractors and MDs and osteopaths and naturopaths and all, and massage therapists and body workers, whatever, dentists, we also have lay people, people that don't necessarily have a healing background but want to learn. And we also have a home study. So you can learn in the privacy of your own home. Then we recommend coming to a live seminar and getting hands-on work. But there's no law against working on yourself, at least not yet.
Not
yet. However, what you said about appendicitis was fascinating. It's a great story. And I remember speaking to one old-timer. He said in his 47 years of practice, he had about 30 patients with appendicitis. Not one of them needed surgery. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I just released their ileocecal valve, and it drained.
Yep.
He said, never had a single case that ever went on to surgery because every one of them had a locked ileocecal valve. And it's a very simple procedure to release it.
The ileocecal valve is one of the most powerful energetic valves that we have in our body. And yet it's one that the medical profession completely ignores. They don't do much of. Of course, they don't do much with any valve.
Unfortunately, they tend to ignore way too much. And, you know, a patient will be told, you know, don't ever ask, why did I get this disease? They don't know. Why did I get cancer? We don't know. Oh, they don't know. I mean, they can't cure a common cold. How are they going to deal with serious illness?
Educated out of their own common sense.
By the way, you reminded me, I checked, the last time we gave a seminar in Detroit was 2011, so we are definitely long overdue for a Detroit seminar.
Yeah, perfect.
And so definitely want to come back. And,
by
the way, is Detroit still there?
Yes, it is, and it is coming back, and it is vital. We have some organic farming friends there who, where the riots were down in downtown Detroit, they have taken I think it's 4 square blocks and turned it into an organic garden. And they're growing produce there. They sell produce there. And they just recently won a $40,000 grant from, I think it's the Miracle-Gro or Stay-Gro people, to use it to do more organic gardening, to enlarge their plot. And we were down there visiting, and we had them on our radio show. All volunteer people. And the organic food they had down there is absolutely astonishing.
Amazing.
It's just magical.
Can you imagine seeing on the label grown in downtown Detroit?
What?
Of course, that just shows you that the entrepreneurial ability of America is really incredible, and that the only thing that holds it up is government. The government zoning laws and regulations and taxes really destroyed Detroit and sent its middle class out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they've learned their lesson. But the fact is, when you get out of the way, people have a natural curiosity and will learn. So I'm worried about this new desire to regulate the internet that's just coming through our bizarre government.
It's suppression. This is for control. The only reason they regulate is to control and suppress and keep the truth from the people.
Well, you can imagine if they control the media, how they'd like this show.
Yeah, well... I'm sure, but the problem is, big media does run the show. They do control things. You have a new movie come out just recently, a new documentary called Bought, and it's about vaccinations and about.
I saw that. Nicely done. Oh, by the way, I forgot to give my phone number.
Yeah.
Okay. If anybody wants any of our products, it's 800-537-3001. 800-537-3001, or just go to CorinPublications.com, Corin with a K, CorinPublications.com, and you'll see all our materials, patient education, and if you call up and ask about Corin's specific technique, you can find out that. It's CorinSpecificTechnique.com is on the website.
Well,
another plug. Thank you.
Those plugs are welcome. thank you so much for being on our show. I've got 1 minute to close. You are always a fascinating guest. I hope to have you on in the future because we want a show of truth all about health. And that's what Speaking of Health is. It's a show of truth so you know what is what and who's who and what's going on here. So as we always do, ladies and gentlemen, we want to close our show with 9 magic words that will create miracles in your life. And those 9 magic words are, God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. We'll see you next week on another Speaking of Health. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. See you then.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.